Where's the beef?
Time for a special roundtable edition of America's Hot Barn Report, blasting out all across North America and then some. Two-term governor of South Dakota and U.S. Senator Mike Rounds, hence the name Roundstable, is on the line, embedded in D.C. Now, Mike, I bet you'd rather be walking a field hunting rooster pheasants in South Dakota than dealing with Trump's tweets that set November live cattle lock limit down mid-session on Wednesday. Break it all down, please, good senator.
Boy, you got that right. Now, I'm going to try to go get my head screwed on straight. I'm going to do a little rooster shooting this weekend, but in the meantime, trying to respond to a lot of folks who are concerned about the tweets coming out of the White House. We had a chance to visit with Secretary Rollins and also with the president directly regarding Argentinian beef. Just to put it in perspective, and I'm not supporting bringing in beef from overseas. That's not what I'm saying. But I do know that what they had thought about doing in the first place was to allow Argentina to bring in some beef in a replacement for Brazilian beef, and also to take care of some of the shortages, because we're really trying to limit the amount of Mexican beef coming in just due to the possibilities of the New World screwworm being brought into the country. Right. So I think that's part of what they were trying to do, but it sure didn't go over well with my constituents. The message that I've got, is let's, if we're going to have folks bringing in beef from outside of the United States, let's give that consumer an opportunity to decide whether they want good American beef, and that means mandatory country of origin labeling. Bring that in, get it into our trade agreements, and then they're going to find out that Americans would prefer to have American beef.
Now, this question off the internet comes from South Dakota rancher Brian Gill, you probably know him, who says, from a Trump supporter and rancher, how can the president claim to be America first, but yet he wants to import more beef?
I think what the president is worried about is a response, a really negative response from consumers long term, if we don't bring down the price of food. Okay. And I think what we're trying to share is there's another way to do it, and that is allow our producers some continuity from year to year, so that rather than selling their heifers right now, they keep some of those heifers and start rebuilding that herd, knowing that they're still going to have a price next year or the following year. And I think that's a really important part. The president was concerned that the price of food is going to hit and that the price of groceries is going to be one in which there's a heck of a response back that would not be good long term for the American farmer. My message to the president was, look, get country of origin, mandatory country of origin labeling back into the program, and those consumers that are out there will choose American beef, and they'll find out that quality of that food that's being sold in the United States is worth a few extra cents per pound. In the meantime, if we rebuild those herds, that will keep the price down.
Brought to you by Bassett Livestock, St. Orange Livestock, Ogallala Livestock, Winter Livestock, Torrington Livestock, Duckman's Livestock, Loma Livestock, Tri County Stockyard, Mobridge Livestock, Napoleon Livestock, North Platte Stockyards, Albion Livestock, Faith Livestock, Platte Livestock Market, and Stockman's Livestock Exchange.